back home, the Health Products Regulation Authority, has said it's been notified of a number of interruptions in the supply of medicines used to treat the condition ADHD so far this year. The watchdog said it's actively working with stakeholders, including the Department of Health and the Health Service Executive, including the pharmaceutical industry, to monitor the supply of ADHD medicines here. Shortly before we came on air, we spoke to Ken Kilbride. He's Chief Executive of the support group ADHD Ireland, and began by asking him how widespread these shortages are.
There has been shortages in the production of the medications, but we've also seen increased demand. There's been an awful lot more people going through the system, particularly for the HSE. It's now estimated that 20 to 30% of all new clients going through the HSE for the mental health services are for ADHD. So there's just that increase in demand coming through as well.
So more people being diagnosed, but why is there a shortage of medicine?
There's a general worldwide shortage of medicine, and again, you'll find that there's been rolling shortages across Europe and parts of America for nearly the last 18 months. And what happens is you're finding that, what happens for people with the condition is that there's an awful lot of work to find the right medication. So again, I know with the HPRI will be saying that, the suitable alternatives, but when someone gets the right dosage, and on the right medication, there isn't always an alternative there. You can't go down to a lower dose, because then, the symptoms that required you to get on the medication in the first place come back. And then if you do go up to a higher dose, well, then there could be challenges around, sleep disorders, increasing our lack of appetite, things like that as well. So it's really, really important for people with ADHD to stay on the same medication at the same dosage.
When are people finding out that there is a shortage? Is it when they go to renew their prescription, or are they being given some level of advance warning?
No, when they go to get their prescription and they ring up their pharmacy, again, you can get some information coming through from the HSE for people that are going through that services. But again, one of the things we would ask the Health Products Regulatory Authority, the HPRA, is maybe to start producing monthly bulletins. Because again, we were finding that there is medications going out of supply. You find them coming in. But getting those alternatives for people in between is really, really challenging.
So for people who are about to renew their medication and find out it's not there, what do they or their child do next?
Well, you can go back to your GP or your psychiatrist who ever prescribed the medication for you in the first place and see if there is an alternative that's the same. There may not always be that out there, but one of the challenges...
That may take some time, of course, Ken.
Of course it is, absolutely. And this is why we're saying that we need information that's current.
You mentioned that there had been an increase in the number of people diagnosed, and people would often associate ADHD diagnosis with children, but increasingly lots of adults are being diagnosed with it later in life too.
Well, again, that's one of the hidden things in terms of the health system at the moment. Forgive me, but ADHD is the elephant in the room. There's about 60, 70,000 children with ADHD, but there's 150 to 170,000 adults with ADHD. And there's much lower rates of assessment in there. So we're finding there's higher rates of people coming through into the system now. And again, the HSE has been working to put in clinics. So they have approximately 5 clinics around the country, but they need 10 to start servicing the entire population. So it's a challenge.